countries fighting over Libya pledged to stop. At a January 19th summit in Berlin, a dozen countries promised to stem interference in Libya, the North African nation that has been a battleground for competing factions and the foreign governments that back them. Leaders from Russia, Turkey, and 10 other nations called for a ceasefire and agreed to sanction those that break a UN arms embargo. All agreed that only a Libyan-led and Libyan-owned political process can end the conflict and bring lasting peace. First of all, proxy war. Libya has been racked by conflict since the 2011 uprising that ousted dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Last April, warlord Khalifa Haftar launched an offensive to wrest Tripoli from the UN-backed Government of National Accord, the GNA, torpedoing a planned UN conference to draft a roadmap for Libya's future. Since then, money, munitions, and mercenaries have flowed there from foreign states with interests in the oil-rich nation. Among others, Egypt and the UAE back Haftar's Eastern Alliance, while Turkey and Qatar support Fayez Sarraj's GNA. Then, dangerous escalation. Turkey and Russia have become key influences in the conflict. In January, reports said Ankara had dispatched 2,000 foreign militiamen to shore up the GNA, which Turkey denies. Meanwhile, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has claimed that 2,500 personnel affiliated with a Russian security firm are bolstering Haftar, who on January 14th declined to sign a permanent truce in Moscow. He continues to be focused on a military solution, says Tim Eaton, a Libya expert at London's Chatham House. And then rifts remain. Libya's factions have since taken a small step toward peace, Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said on January 19th, but doubts remain over the international community's ability to ensure signatories abide by its terms. Even as talks proceeded, fresh clashes broke out in Tripoli. The world may well continue to interfere, warns Gallup Daily of the Brookings Institution, because both sides still think they can win this war.